So this respect for your parents teaches you respect for authority. It also teaches you the importance of yielding so that you can work together with others in teams. But also teaches you how to relate with others. It's your parents who teach you how to relate with the siblings. They divide up duties and say, you do this, you do this, you do this. And they will punish the one who doesn't do his part. You learn how to work in a team. Of course, if you are born alone, it may not be exactly the same. But when you are born more than one person, you keep crossing each other's paths. And they are not your parents, but you must learn how to deal with them. You learn division of labor. You learn to finish your work. And if you have a good spirit, you also help the other person finish their work. And next time, they also help you. But you learn you have your own responsibilities. I think that's all learned at home. Many of the bad working habits that we see at work among colleagues, people who destroy teams, most likely were learned in a bad home. So God wants to use your home as a parent in order to put into society people that are socially well adjusted, that have learned how to work with others, because you taught them how to work with their siblings. And so you need to ask yourself, is that something that you have learned at home? Have you learned how to relate with others? Your parents are supposed to have that responsibility to teach you that. If you obey them as a child, it will help you to gain these skills, social skills.